Good afternoon, everyone. We are continuing in our learning of Shemoneh Esrei. We're up to the bracha of Refuah Rufeinu Hashem Bnei Rafe. The source of this bracha can be found in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Mubeis. The Gemara says, "Umarau lomer Refuah b'Shminis." Why do we say the bracha of Refuah as the eighth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Acha, mitoch shenat nitna mila b'Shminis, because mila was given on the eighth day, shetzricha Refuah l'kach l'fikach kavua b'Shminis." Since you need a refuah for the milah that occurred on the eighth day of a person's birth, that's why Chazal established that the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the eighth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, should be Rufeinu Hashem Bnei Rafe, to model after the milah. From this Gemara, it seems that the juxtaposition between the idea of geula, the previous bracha, and the current bracha of refuah, is not necessarily an essential connection, but simply from the fact that refuah is the eighth bracha because of milah, and geula, as we mentioned before, is the seventh bracha corresponding to the seventh year when the geula will occur. It's interesting to note that the Elder Rabba in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin explains the reason why we juxtapose the bracha of refuah to geula is because geula represents an individual's tsar, pain, and one is not able to properly heal until that pain is first removed, allowing for the body to then properly heal. And while this explanation is true and a valid explanation for this juxtaposition, it's interesting to note that the Gemara itself does not explain this juxtaposition as such, only focusing on the idea that the eighth bracha corresponds to the eighth day of the milah. Furthermore, the idea that geula represents an individual tsar is not seemingly expressed by the Rishonim, who emphasize, particularly Rashi in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where he notes that geula represents the national tsar of the Gullus. And then to juxtapose refuah, which is an individual tsar, to the national geula experience, seems to be not necessarily connected. The Marshab on the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis makes a reference to this point, and he says, in a form of a question, why does the Gemara emphasize that the reason why the bracha of refuah is number 8? The Gemara should have simply said that the only reason why we had geula as number 7 was because we need to have the 7th bracha correspond to the 7th year where the geula would occur. But essentially, we should always juxtapose Selicha, the previous bracha, to refuah, as the pasuk says. Selicha then always reciprocates and manifests itself into refuah. And the Marsha answers, and this is a comment that may be referenced to in the Torah as well, in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, and he explains that the reason why we need another reason to justify Mila being number 8 is because the actual reason why geula should be number 7 is not determinative. It could be, in fact, that we should really have Selicha first. So the Gemara lumps upon another reason why we should have refuah as number 8 to justify why geula itself should be number 7. But in fact, it seems to be for the Marsha, it is a valid reason to say that Selicha should then manifest itself into refuah. And that's the connection in this progression of the brachos. With that in mind, it's interesting to note that the Gemara on Megillah Yud Zayin Mabez notes that that pasuk "Vasalech l'chol anchochi arufi l'chol tachal ochi" is not a reference to physical refuah, but in fact to refuah that is of a spiritual nature, the refuah of the soul. And while this may seem out of place, there are references, as we'll discuss, who explain that the bracha of refuah isn't just for physical refuah, but is in fact for spiritual refuah. As the Kuzari himself notes, and we'll quote him, after you finish the bracha of geula, yispal al brios hagufim v'anefashos. We should daven for the health of our bodies and our nefashos, seemingly our souls, a spiritual type of refuah. And that is included as well in this bracha. The connection between physical and spiritual refuah is also reflected in the comments that the Torah makes when he counts the different letters and words that are made up of this bracha. And he says, V'yesh b'chaf zayin tevos, there are 27 words this bracha of refuah. K'yeneged chaf zayin psukim sheb parshas hamila, corresponding to the 27 psukim that are found in the parsha discussing the mila. Again, this reflects the entire source of the reason why we have the bracha of refuah as number 8, because it corresponds to the mila itself. The Torah then continues. There's also another reference to the 27 tevos in the pasuk of Vayomer im shemoa ad rofecha, that Hashem says in the pasuk of dealing with us fulfilling the mitzvos and then Hashem guaranteeing a refuah. If you count that pasuk, there are 27 words, and that corresponds as well to the 27 words that are found in this bracha. And the Torah comments, "Shebeschus haTorah vaMitzvos ba refuah." Because of Torah mitzvos, that's what causes one to get to a state of refuah. This may be a reference to the second idea, the refuas and nefesh aspect, that when one mends one's ways in Torah and mitzvos, and that's particularly emphasized with the idea of tshuva and slicha, that may manifest itself in a physical refuah, and in many ways might be reflective of the two different aspects of refuahs that we're davening in this bracha as well. The Torah adds another comment, and he says, if you look at the pasuk of ki chayim heim motziham ulchol besaro merapei, if you count that, the words, the letters in that pasuk, there are 27 letters, that corresponds to the 27 words that are in this bracha. Again, emphasizing chayim heim motziham is a reference to Torah, and in the connection to that, it says ulchol besaro merapei, there will be a healing, and that may be juxtaposed to the fact that when one fulfills Torah and avodah, specifically through the aspects of tshuva, that may manifest itself not just in refuas nefesh, but also a refuas haguf. And that's the bracha. In that bracha, we're emphasizing that point. Just to finish off this introduction, the Ali Rabbah, on his comments in the section that we quoted earlier, notes that the kavana one should have when one is davening for refua is to be mevakesh me'Hashem elokeinu she'rapa osanu, Hashem should heal us, k'dei sh'niyeh b'riyim v'chazakim la'asok b'torah k'roiv l'shmor kol mitzvah. The emphasis is not a refua saguf in a vacuum. It's a refua saguf to actually enable us to further our spiritual development, in many ways almost complete the refuas hanefesh that we've been davening for, as well as the refuas haguf. And with that, we can begin the explanation of the actual text of this bracha. If you look at this bracha, there are really three sections to the bracha. The first section is from Rifa'inu Hashem ben Yirafe until the words Ki Yisi Eloseinu Ata, where we make a confident call before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be healed and as well be saved. And we give a justification for that, Ki Yisi Eloseinu Ata, for He is our praise. The second section of this bracha is a call for Hashem to give us a complete recovery, and with an additional justification that Hashem is the King who is Neman V'Rachman as a healer. The third section of this bracha is a blessing where we recognize Hashem who heals the sick amongst the Jewish people. Delving into the sections, the first section again is a confident call before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal us and save us, and then we give a subsequent praise before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is the source of our praise. We say, Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafe, Hoshi'inu v'nei Vashea, Ki Siloseinu Ata. This section can be broken into three parts, but as a general background, the Rebbe Nikkar notes, this pasuk, this source, this phrase, is sourced in a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Parak Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Dalet, where Yirmiyahu says this exact phrase in the singular form. Rifa'ini Hashem v'nei Rafe, Hoshi'ini v'Vashea, Ki Siloseinu Ata. Chazal used this pasuk as the reference and the basis of this bracha, but transforming it from a singular phraseology of Yirmiyahu to a more public Lashon Rabbim phrase of the entire Klal Yisrael davening together. As an aside, there is a discussion about how Chazal were able to alter a pasuk that was written in Tanakh. One of the explanations is that this is not a recitation of a pasuk per se, this is a expression of a bakasha, and therefore one can change the pasukim in order to express that bakasha better. The Mefarshim try to explain the difference between Refua and Yeshua that are referenced to in this section. In terms of the word Refua, the simple understanding is that we're asking for Hashem to heal us. With this understanding in mind, the Eitz Yosef, one of the Mefarshim on the Siddur, notes that when we ask for Hashem to physically heal us, we both recognize that we ask Hashem to heal us, Refa'inu Hashem heal us, but then we say V'nei Rafe, we will be healed, almost like affirming the fact that Hashem will do so. The Eitz Yosef, one of the Mefarshim on the Siddur, understands that it's very strange to assume that we're affirming something that Hashem will do. We already know that to be true. And rather, when we say V'nei Rafe, we either could be saying either one of two things. One is that, unlike when man tries to heal another man, there may be some side effects which are not positive. But when we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly intervening with our health, V'nei Rafe, there will only be good coming out of that healing, and there won't be any side effects that will be negative in that process. Alternatively, when we ask Hashem, Rifa'inu Hashem, V'nei Rafe, we're saying Hashem, heal us, V'nei Rafe, and we will also heal. Meaning to say, we are shutfim in the process of healing, as we have the hetzer to do medicine. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while we're going through the process of healing, we recognize that the ultimate healer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He's the one who allows us to then practically allow for the healing to be occurring through our medical knowledge. An alternative understanding of what we're asking for in the phrase Rafeinu Hashem Ben Yirafe is explained by the Rekech to be referring to the refuah for our illness, which we've experienced during the Galus. This comment and idea can be found similarly in a quotation of the Radak. The Radak says in that on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, when Yirmiyahu is asking Hashem for healing, he's saying it's specifically healing because of the emotional damage, the makava ke'iv, the pain and suffering that we've occurred because of our Galus experience. And that may be, as an aside, a connection as well between the juxtaposition between Geula and Refua. Part of the Geula process is not just us being redeemed, but also having us being healed from that experience of the exile. And that's part of the Geula process as well. A third understanding of what we're asking for in this phrase of Rafeinu Hashem Ben Yirafe is quoted by the Birkei Yosef. In his Sefer Chumash Anach on Yirmiyahu, he explains, Rafeini Hashem Benafshi Ve'erafe Begufi. Yirmiyahu is asking for both Refuas HaNefesh and Refuas HaGuf. And this is obviously parallel to the comments we said in the introduction to this bracha. We're asking for those both aspects. But he highlights, the Birkei Yosef, that it's interesting that the first aspect we're asking for is Refuas HaNefesh and then Refuas HaGuf. And he quotes a comment found in the Ran that in order for a person to truly have a Refuas HaGuf, he has to first ask for Refuas HaNefesh, for spiritual healing. Because all the physical pains that we have in this world are simply manifestations and caused by our spiritual illnesses because of our sins. And once we clear that away, the sins away, then we're able to properly have a physical healing as well. We then say, Hoshi'enu v'nivashaya, save us and we will be saved. Refresh explains that when we say the word Hoshi'enu, we're not just asking for a repeated request for recovery from illness, but we're asking for, after being restored from the illness, we want to be revitalized. The word Yeshua comes from the Iker Shorosh of Yesh, meaning existence. We want to be able to not just recover from the negative, but to then be relivened, revitalized through that process as well. The Birkei Yosef alternatively explains that the Yeshua that we're asking for is from the Yisurin, from pain. And he explains, Hoshi'eni refers to from the Mekatrig, from the spiritual agent which is trying to advocate for our pain, for us to have pain, and the Yivashaya from the actual physical Yisurin. We're asking Hashem to protect us from those Yisurin themselves. So again, it's not simply just from asking Hashem to heal us from illnesses. We're asking Hashem to heal us from the Yisurin which are Minashamayim, which seemingly are there to be Mechaper from our Avonos. We're asking Hashem, as part of this kapara process, to alleviate the pain of that tshuva process as well. Again, a manifestation of the tshuva that we've been doing and davening for already until now, until this point. We then conclude this section by saying a justification for this request for refuah. Ki silasinu ata, for you are our praise. Again, this is found in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Rashi on that pasuk explains that the tehillah that we're saying before Hashem is that our own praise. Becha ani mishalel u'misfer, in you I am praised, in you I am glorified. Meaning to say, when the world recognizes and when I recognize that you have saved me, that itself is a source of pride for me, because I know we have a connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The Rekech makes a similar comment, a little bit different, with a little bit of a nuance. And he explains that ki silaseinu ata is emphasizing the fact that the only person, or only being who could save us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one else. And then we're emphasizing that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us because there's no one else in the world who could actually give us a proper refuas nefesh and refuas aguf. Refresh notes that the praise of ki silasinu ata is saying in terms of the process of refuah. The way we are healed is by obviously diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also using the skills of medicine. And when we heal, we use the skills and knowledge of medicine. But the ultimate praise of that process itself is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he gave us the insight and abilities to learn about medicine and then use that in the skills of healing people as well. So we say, ki silasinu ata, the entire process of medicine is a praise, is a manifestation of Hashem's praise for giving us the knowledge to understand the process of healing and medicine. After asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal us, we then move to the second section. We ask Hashem for a complete refuah, and then we justify it. We say the following: V'alei refuah shalema l'chol ha'krasinu. Hashem should give us, raise upon us a complete healing for all of those among us who are hit. Ki kamelech ne'eman v'rachaman ata. For you, Hashem, are the God who's the King, who's the healer, as trustworthy and also merciful. And ostensibly, it seems like this section is really a repetition of the first section. There are a few nuances, however. Number one, we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a complete refuah, refuah shalema. But taking a step back, to give a general sense of the overall picture of this section, Refresh explains, we are trying to emphasize that while we are involved in the process of refuah, we should recognize that knowledge and that ability to heal is all attributed to Hashem, and therefore must be directed for the service of Hashem. Alternatively, the Eitz Yosef, who commented earlier on this bracha, explains that it could be that this section actually is now referring to specifically the refuah saguf, the physical request for healing, and the first section was actually asking entirely for the refuah sanefesh. Again, emphasizing the point that in order to have refuah saguf, we first need to focus on our spiritual issues, having those healed, and that allows for the physical body to then be healed. Just moving into the details of this section. So after we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a complete healing, we then give a justification by describing the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, several midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say that Hashem is Kel, all-powerful. Then we emphasize Him as the Melech. While many or several different texts of this bracha don't include the idea of Melech, Nusach Ashkenaz does include Hashem's praise in this bracha as being Melech. And it first explains, it seemingly alludes to this point, that the idea of Malchus represents our commitment and service for the King, as us being citizens of that Malchus. And when we heal, we should recognize that part of that process and part of the entire goal of recovery is in order for us to use our lives to fulfill our duty in service of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a true determination if the healing will be successful or not, if we're going to be using those abilities to serve Hashem and serve and fulfill His Torah properly. We describe Hashem as Ne'eman, trustworthy. The Mefarshim explained that this is quoted, this idea of Ne'eman is referenced to in a pasuk in Devarim, Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Nun Tes, in the almost the opposite context, where Hashem is going to give Tochacha to Bnei Yisrael, and part of that is that Hashem will give Chalaim Ra'im V'Ne'emanim, these evil sicknesses and those that are Ne'emanim. Rashi there comments that Hashem is giving this sickness, He's doing it to chastise you, and that's a fulfillment of their agency, their job from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From this comment of Rashi, it sounds like the word Ne'emanim means reliable. That Hashem, the same way that Hashem can give illnesses that are reliable in fulfilling their mission, Hashem Himself, Kevayachal, is reliable in being the Rofe, being the healer. We make a further reference to the fact that Hashem is Rachaman. That Vudram explains, this is found from the Pasuk of Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. Hashem, I am Hashem, your healer. Arguably, the Shem Hashem is a reference to the Midas HaRachamim, and that's why we call Hashem, we describe Hashem in this context as the Rachaman. Elaborating on this point, the Rokech explains that Hashem is the Rachaman because He's Merachim al B'Yosecha, He's Merachim on the creations that He made, and therefore He heals them as well. After asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for different types of refuah, we conclude with a blessing recognizing Hashem as the healer of the sick amongst Klal Yisrael. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, Rofei Chalei Amo Yisrael, the healer of the sick amongst this nation of Yisrael. The Rebbe Nekar notes that it's interesting that we mention the fact that Hashem heals the sick among Klal Yisrael, and he emphasizes the point that when a person makes his bracha, a person can have in mind individuals who he knows that are sick, and he should include them as well as part of the general Klal Yisrael, because the point of this bracha is not necessarily for the individual, but for the entire Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's, again, the Lashon Rabbim. The Avudraham explains that the source that we recognize Hashem as the healer amongst Klal Yisrael is specifically from a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, where Hashem is described as Machtzi Vani Erpe. Hashem says, I cause people to become sick, and I also heal them. Which seemingly makes a reference to the point that Hashem causes pain, but it also causes people to be healed. Elaborating on this point, the Acher Sashalom, one of the commentaries on the Siddur, explains that there are many times, and several times, Hashem gives physical suffering, physical illness, because it's for a function to discipline us and allow us to complete a tshuva process. So when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal us, we're asking Hashem, again, to heal us from this physical illness. But part of that process is also to recognize that that is part of a tshuva process, and it's all for our betterment. And he explains, going back in the previous section, when we say the words, Hashem is the Rofei Neman V'Rachaman, we recognize that even the Yisurin that Hashem is giving us, they're Neman. They are part of, we understand that they're reliable as part of the tshuva process, and while painful, we recognize that they're actually part of the healing process. And when we say Hashem is Rachaman, we're saying that ultimately, even though these experiences are very painful and hard to understand, we recognize ultimately that Hashem is a Rachaman. And actually, not despite those experiences, but through those experiences, Hashem is expressing Rachmanus, enabling us to have a kapara, enabling us to learn from those experiences and see the Yad Hashem through all of those different pains, but ultimately recognizing that it's also part of the refuah process as well. So when we say Hashem is the Rofei Chalei Amo Yisrael, arguably the Avud Raham is really, in fact, making a reference to the point that Hashem is the cause of all these sicknesses, but it's also part of the overall picture in order to heal both Klal Yisrael physically and also spiritually, to allow them to attain a greater level and connection to Him. Just to put everything into context, we begin with this bracha by saying a confident call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be healed and be saved, and we justify it by saying that Hashem is the ultimate prize, pride before us. We say, Rafina Hashem v'ni Rafei, either give us physical refuah from the galus, from our own illnesses, alternatively from spiritual illness, and we recognize v'ni Rafei, we will be healed. Hashem will only give us a positive refuah, there will be no negative side effects. Alternatively, we will be able to then manifest our ability to heal, either spiritually or physically, through that experience. We then ask Hashem, Hoshein v'ni Vashaya, revitalize us, save us from the Yisurim, and we conclude it with a justification, Ki Yisilu Seinu Ata.
You healing us is the ultimate pride for us, because, number one, we recognize that you are the only one who could heal us. Additionally, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with us, and that's why He invests to save our lives. Alternatively, we recognize that all our efforts that are used to heal people are ultimately coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After we make an initial request to have healing, we ask for a further request for giving us a refuah shalema. Either this means a refuah saguf, in contrast to the previous request for refuah nefesh. Alternatively, we're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu further, that all our efforts are again committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and attributed to Him. And that's why we recognize that Hashem is the Melech, where we are citizens of His kingdom, and we should take all those skills in order to help serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. We recognize Hashem as the Neman, He's trustworthy, as the one who's going to heal us, and Rachaman, who takes care of us and wants to heal us. We conclude with a bracha, recognizing Hashem as the one who heals the sick amongst Yisrael, again emphasizing that we may have individuals we know are sick, we include them into the general klal of Yisrael. Additionally, as the Avud Raham notes, the emphasis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals, but also causes the illness, because it's to emphasize for us that this entire process of getting sick and healing is not just to cause pain, but it's an effective way for man to improve, learn from those difficult experiences, and grow from them as well. Putting this all into the context of Shemona Esrei, after giving Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first three brachos, we ask Hashem for das, understanding, which then translates itself into improvement in the form of tshuva. We then ask with that tshuva to have a slicha, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive us. Then we ask, after that slicha, the zechus with that slicha to then have a redemption, a national redemption. Then now, with this bracha, we now focus on our own selves and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the tshuva that we've done, with all the self-improvement that we've done. We ask Hashem for that to manifest itself, both in Irfuas and Nefesh, for our souls to be healed, as well as Irfuas Ego, for our bodies to be healed, because we are using life in general as a means to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, and we ask Hashem to extend that life further.